People who are running for office get relief for dependent care. At least one school district is adding new safety measures to counter threats. And two native Oklahoma fish are getting new attention. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, September 20th. I'm Deborah Schar. Political candidates in Oklahoma can now use campaign funds for dependent care. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Louisa Clausen reports on a move by the Oklahoma Ethics Commission.
Political candidates can spend their campaign war chests on ordinary and necessary campaign expenses under Oklahoma law. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission's rule change defines child and elder care as one of those expenses. Senator Jessica Garvin of Duncan began pushing for the expanded definition last year.
The narrative is shifting where we see conservatives realizing that we can't just be pro-birth, that we have to be pro-life. And I think this is just another one of those pro-life topics.
Oklahoma joins 33 states that allow using campaign funds for dependent care. In Oklahoma City, I'm Louisa Clausen.
The state's largest traditional public school district is implementing new safety measures. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the changes come in response to ongoing threats of violence.
Across the state, dozens of schools are receiving threats of violence, causing, in some instances, cancellations of classes or lockdowns. The Oklahoma City Police Department says 65 threats have been made in the metro area since the school year began, and it has submitted felony charges against suspects. A spokesperson for Tulsa Public Schools told State Impact threats have been received at a majority of secondary sites. Beginning after fall break, TPS says it will implement bag checks, wanding, and walkthrough detectors every day at middle and high schools. Tulsa Police Chief Dennis Larson says individuals making threats can expect consequences.
We will act on it, we will investigate it, and we will prosecute.
You can report suspicious activity on the Protect OK app or by texting OKS threat to 226787. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Two tiny fish species are a new residence at the Oklahoma City Zoo. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on why the zoo is excited to showcase these threatened native critters.
In the Oklahoma Trails section of the zoo, two spotty brown fish about the size of my pinky finger are peeking shyly from beneath the rocks in their enclosure. A few tanks over, a handful of tiny silverfish flit up and down in the water. These are leopard darters and Arkansas river shiners, respectively. They're new to the OKC Zoo, but native to Oklahoma. Both species are listed as threatened due to changing water temperatures, droughts, and habitats broken up by dams. Richard Shanks is the zoo's assistant director of aquatics. He says he's glad they get to display the native fish they acquired from U.S. Fish and Wildlife breeders in Tishomingo.
It kind of brings home that, endangered species aren't halfway across the world. We have them right here in our own backyard.
Since their recent arrival at the zoo, the leopard darters and Arkansas river shiners have already starred in a glamour shoot for National Geographic's Photo Arc. Photographer Joel Sartori started that project in 2006, and he's photographed more than 16,000 animals since then. He says the idea is to show people why it's important to help threatened and endangered species.
I'm the photo arc, but really zoos are the arcs. And breeding centers like Tishomingo, they're the arcs. They're just doing everything they can to try to not let it go away because they can't bring it back.
You can visit the leopard darters and Arkansas river shiners anytime the zoo is open. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.